Translation: O great Supreme Lord, offensive persons whose internal vision has been too affected by external material activities cannot see your lotus feet, but they are seen by your pure devotees, whose one and only aim is to transcendentally enjoy your activities. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:61, the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. It is natural that one should be able to see the Lord at least within himself. But that is not possible for those whose internal vision has been covered by external activities. The pure soul, which is symptomized by consciousness, can be easily perceived even by a common man because consciousness is spread all over the body. The yoga system, as recommended in Bhagavad Gita, is to concentrate the mental activities internally and thus see the lotus feet of the Lord within oneself. But there are many so-called yogis who have no concern with the Lord but are only concerned with consciousness, which they accept as the final realization. Such realization of consciousness is taught by Bhagavad Gita within only a few minutes, whereas the so-called yogis take continuous years to realize it because of their offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord. The greatest offense is to deny the existence of the Lord as separate from the individual souls, or to accept the Lord as the individual soul and the individual soul as one and the same. The impersonalists misrepresent the theory of reflection, and thus they wrongly accept the individual consciousness as the supreme consciousness. The theory of the reflection of the supreme can be clearly understood without difficulty by any sincere common man. When there is a reflection of the sky on the water, both the sky and the stars are seen within the water, but it is understood that the sky and the stars are not to be accepted on the same level. The stars are parts of the sky, and therefore they cannot be equal to the whole. The sky is the whole, and the stars are parts. They cannot be one and the same. Transcendentalists who do not accept the supreme consciousness as separate from the individual consciousness are as offensive as the materialists who deny even the existence of the Lord. Such offenders cannot actually see the lotus feet of the Lord within themselves, nor are they even able to see the devotees of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord are so kind that they roam to all places to enlighten people in God consciousness. The offenders, however, lose the chance to receive the Lord's devotees, although the offenseless common man is at once influenced by the devotee's presence. In this connection, there is an interesting story of a hunter and Devarshi Narada. A hunter in the forest, although a great sinner, was not an intentional offender. He was at once influenced by the presence of Narada, and he agreed to take the path of devotion, leaving aside his hearth and home. But the offenders, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, even though living amongst the demigods, had to undergo the punishment of becoming trees in their next lives, although by the grace of a devotee, they were later delivered by the Lord. Offenders have to wait until they receive the mercy of devotees, and then they become eligible to see the lotus feet of the Lord within themselves. But due to their offenses and their extreme materialism, they cannot even see the devotees of the Lord. Engaged in external activities, they kill the internal vision. The Lord's devotees, however, do not mind the offenses of the foolish in their many gross and subtle bodily endeavors. The Lord's devotees continue to bestow the blessings of devotion upon all such offenders without hesitation. That is the nature of devotees. I offer my obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis present here today. Hare Krishna. It's a great honor to be here with all of you in this Tirtha, holy Tirtha. Hare Krishna. Today we have, it's a very joyful experience for me today to be giving an initiation to a devotee who's very dear to me. Chitraleka, who's come here from France on this occasion to take initiation. Hare Krishna. And in this verse today, we find the spirit of the Sankirtan movement. When Prabhupada mentions how devotees roam from one place to another in order to benefit the souls of this world. And in his teachings to Srila Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions how living entities wander from one place to another. Elsewhere, besides using the word wander, Prabhupada uses the word loiter, that is, that living entities are loitering in the material world. I don't know about here in the UK, but in America we have 7-Elevens, these convenience stores practically on every block. Apparently people like to hang out there in the parking lot, so they put signs that say no loitering. Loitering just means to hang around for no reason. So apparently living entities are hanging around for no good reason here in the material world. And those who come in contact with the pure devotees of the Lord realize this fact. And although it looks as though people are engaged in very important activities, rushing here and there and dressing with neckties and so forth, or whatever attire is necessary to get one's official business done in this world, still devotees understand that this is all superfluous. And they attempt to interject into society the main purpose of life, which is to come in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the chanting of his holy names and hearing of the divine scriptures like the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. And this verse says, O great Supreme Lord, offensive persons whose internal vision has been too affected by the external materialistic activities cannot see your lotus feet, but they are seen by your pure devotees whose one and only aim is to transcendently enjoy your activities. This word vilasa in the verse, which is translated in the word for word as transcendental enjoyment, is mentioned in another verse in the fourth canto, Yatpada Pankacha Palasa Vilasha Bhaktya, which means that the devotees of the Lord have a special kind of enjoyment by coming in contact with the personal form of the Lord and hearing about his activities. It's something that you can't get when you don't have that contact and information. Yatpada Pankacha Palasa Vilasha Bhaktya. Karmashrayam gratitam utkartayanti santa. There's also a way in which, by hanging around the material world, one becomes more and more implicated in material life by developing more and more material desire and impressions that calcify within the heart. Impressions for unreasonable desires that actually don't fulfill our heart's felt need, but they simply implicate us more and more, one desire after another. This is called karmashrayam. Gratitam, it becomes tightened like a knot. Udgratayanti santa. But the verse says that the devotees of the Lord, because they are able to contact the pure devotees, or those who contact pure devotees of the Lord and hear about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and have access to the process of devotional service, which includes hearing, chanting, remembering, and serving the lotus feet of the Lord, and nine different activities, are able to cut that knot. It becomes untangled for them by the personal association of the Lord. When I first came to Christian consciousness, I had had access to many books that talked about spiritual life, but most of them talked about how there's no difference between the soul and the supreme soul. In fact, the goal was to merge with the supreme soul at the end. I found it contradictory because there are oftentimes prayers that one would offer to the supreme, and I was thinking, how is it that I am the supreme, but I'm offering prayers to the supreme? Has anybody ever noticed that? And although I came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books, exactly, it was a startling experience, because when I was reading a Back to Godhead magazine, I saw an advertisement for the Shrishta Upanishad that said, actually, the ancient scriptures of India say that God is the person, the supreme person, and I was stunned. I was so stunned and eager to find this book, I went to Shambhala Books in Berkeley, California, and got a copy of the Shrishta Upanishad, and it did explain how God was a person, supreme person, in great detail. In fact, in the first verse, the invocation, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udashyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate, Srila Prabhupada gives almost a poetical explanation of the nature of the absolute truth, which includes the sentence that all forms of incompleteness are experienced because of incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. And nonetheless, when I first came to the San Francisco temple and I saw Shishi Radhagokulananda there, and I beheld their forms, but I couldn't quite accommodate them. I more looked at the flowers on either side, because I was used to looking at the world and seeing how the Supreme was everywhere. And I couldn't quite understand how he could be present in a personal form. But then I had experience by sitting with the devotees in Bhagavatam class and hearing about the nature of the personality of Krishna. And in fact, it was very specific. It was Bhutatma was our temple president. He was reading from the first canto about the queens of Dwarka and how attached they were to the lotus feet of their husband, Krishna. And there was one phrase that said they couldn't quit those lotus feet. And somehow that lodged in my brain. This was just a week into being in the temple. And I was thinking, hey, they couldn't quit his lotus feet. They became so attached to his lotus feet. And it became a revelation to me how there were great transcendentalists who were attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, so much so that they couldn't quit them. There was something about that that changed me, and I witnessed it. And then by degrees, of course, this is an eternal process of revelation, but then I witnessed for myself how being in the association of pure devotees and hearing about Krishna from the Srimad Bhagavatam, I was then able to see the deity that I hadn't even seen before. Even though I was standing right in front of the deity, I couldn't see. And Prabhupada mentions as much in this purport that those who have not received the mercy of pure devotees, who have not heard the Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of great devotees, will not be able to see the Lord, nor will they be able to see the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the great need to give information to people, not just information, but association. The devotees, because they carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their heart, they become, as the Sri Brahma Samhita says in the verse, beginning Shreya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpa Taravo Dhrma Bhumishchintamni. This verse describes how the pure devotees in the spiritual world dance, and they glorify the Lord, and how there's a love showering there, emanating from the hearts of the devotees. Oceans of milk are coming from the Surabhi cows. There's another phrase in there, as it's translated, that all living entities are enjoyable and tasty. You know that translation? That always struck me too. Did it strike you? Living entities enjoyable and tasty? Until I started meeting devotees, when I read that translation, and then later on, when sitting with various pure devotees of the Lord, I was just thinking, yeah, this is enjoyable. These are tasty. Vaishnavas are just tasty. It's hard to explain, but they emanate a kind of there's a feeling that comes from them that you want to take them home and just be with them and keep them and look at them and give them stuff and do whatever you can for them. This is natural because they carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within their hearts. As Yudhishthira noted to Vidura, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtabhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtakurvanti Tirtani Svantakstena Gadabrita. He said, you are a holy pilgrimage place walking around because you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart. And this is what devotees do, as mentioned in this purport. They go from place to place, take their they influence those they come in contact with. I said they distribute information. That sounds a little clinical. Well, they do that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the devotees are like physicians. And he said they carry with them, physician has a little black bag, it carries hymns and instructions and distributes them. This cures the disease. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aniche ashodi maya nashi barholagi. There's a kind of medicine that the devotees give in the form of hymns, especially the Hare Krishna hymn, and in instructions. There's many instructions necessary to operate the mantra efficiently by getting sambandha gyan. So this verse gives full permission to live this life in the Sankirtan movement of embracing the personal form of the Lord, of worshiping the pure devotees of the Lord, and in going about wherever one is inspired to go in order to influence others to take to the process of Krishna consciousness. What do you think of that so far? All right? Prabhu? Okay. So, those who come in contact with the devotees of the Lord, then a desire to associate with them. Adau shara tata sada sangata bhajana kriya. And one such devotee is here today, Chitraleka, who has dedicated her entire life to the deep hearing of the Vaishnava scriptures, to the focused chanting on the holy name of the Lord with devotion, following all the rules and regulations which are favorable for devotional service, and in distributing Krishna consciousness to as many people as possible. And that's an ideal lifestyle, to say the least. So we're very happy that you came all the way here today from France. Hare Krishna. Please welcome her, Chitraleka. But a little bit more. I know it's... So today's initiation is a process of heart to heart. It's a heartfelt transmission of passing on the holy mantras I received the mantras from my spiritual master, and now, as is the tradition, that one spiritual master passes on to disciple the mantras that he or she has received. And also along with that comes instruction. And some abbreviated instructions. One is to remember the power of the spoken word. There's an old saying that your word is your bond. It's actually really important what you say, what comes out of your mouth. In fact, birds and other animals, what are the kind of animals are there? Cows? Any others? Huh? Peacocks? And the mongoose. Don't forget the mongoose. All these animals have tongues, but they can only utter pre-programmed sounds, screeches and cries. However, human beings also have tongues, but they can deliberately utter mantras that have been received and understood as being divine. And so initiation, so today is the first and second initiation, and this is a time to trade in all your other mantras. As the world runs by mantra, everyone builds things by mantra. This whole metropolis around us has been built by mantra because people hear something and they get an idea and then they express it through words, and then it becomes more and more grossly manifested in the form of a blueprint, and then the shovels start hitting the ground and the mantras go on. People speaking that, you know, move over here, do it a little bit more in that area, and then the building comes up, and around us we see a manifestation which has come about by mantra. And there are mantras, there are all kinds of mixtures of mantras that people employ in order to try to enjoy life. But the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dharma Prodita Kaitavo, these are all useless mantras. Trade them in for the real mantra. That's today's a trade-in program. You trade in all your old mantras, put them aside, and you take the new mantras that are fresh from the spiritual world. And then you can use those mantras. So, ado, shada, tata, sadhu, sangata, bhajana, kriya. And that means you come in the association of devotees and they give you the mantras that have the ultimate effect, which is to awaken pure love for Krishna within the heart. This is naturally understood by living entities. In fact, we test this regularly by going out into public and meeting people and making friends with them on the spot, giving them gifts, and inviting them to repeat these mantras, which were given by the great devotees on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so we often say to people, do you believe in the power of prayer? And what do they say? Yes or no. And it doesn't matter either way. Because if they say, I don't believe in the power of prayer, we say, perfect, we'll give you a mantra. And so then we say, please repeat after me, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. And oftentimes they say it. And most of the time they say it, but sometimes they'll say, wait, hold it, I won't do it. I say, why won't you do it? And say, I don't know what's in it. And I don't know what's going to happen. And I have to admit, I don't either, exactly. I just know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this mantra from his spiritual master, and after he started chanting it, he wasn't sure what was happening. He took it back. He took the mantra back and said, are you sure this is the right one? Because this mantra is driving me mad. And so the ultimate result of the mantra that you've received today is it drives you mad. And if you want to back out now, it's okay. So we receive the Maha Mantra along with instructions. And there are many instructions. But today is a suture-like class because it's so delightfully compacted so that we can be concise. And two very important instructions for working the mantra properly. One is that don't use your tongue to criticize devotees. And change whatever impetus the tongue has to speak ill of devotees or to withhold praise from them or offering damnation by faint praise. One should train the tongue to speak beautiful words about the devotees, or just don't say anything, just hold it. And also, never write anything critical about devotees, and especially don't publish it on the internet for any reason, because then it becomes indelible. So think about devotees favorably, and even if they happen to be retrograde for some reason temporarily, consider the verse Apichet Sudaracharo Bhajate Mam Ananyabhak. That's Krishna likes them anyway. And if Krishna likes them, that's good enough for us. So think of devotees always favorably. Speak of them favorably. This will be pleasing to Krishna in the holy name. And also pay attention when chanting, because the main offering we have as living entities is our attention. We don't have anything else, actually. We only have the choice of where to place our attention. So if every day you deliberately choose to place your attention on the holy name and remember that you don't have to think of anything else or place your attention anywhere else, then you'll feel satisfied. And Krishna will be satisfied also that you're thinking of his holy name. And as far as receiving the Gayatri mantras go, this is a new realm of esoteric spiritual engagement, because these mantras are passed down by great sages who realize them through meditation. And they entangle one in the spiritual world. Just now, I'm entangled in the material world, but by meditating these mantras every day with their particular combination of syllables that are non-different than the deity of the Lord, then you'll also, your mind and your heart will become entangled in the spiritual world. And then when you chant Hare Krishna, you'll have even more focus, attention, and love as you're chanting. So the two things go together. The Panchratrik mantras and the Bhagavat Marg Hare Krishna chanting together on two tracks. It'll take you right back to Godhead. Is all right? It's good. Okay. So this is a very happy occasion. And I'm just checking on the time because it's 15 after and we have to finish at 8:35. Okay. So would you please come? Can you come forward? Please, everyone make a special arrangement so that we can move forward. And what we're going to do now is, just as the deities appear, Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shishi Taram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Jai Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Hare Krishna.